It's a lot.
Okay, so we're gonna take up the sugya here, the arev, essentially chazara, much of what we did yesterday, with a little bit further clarification, and maybe one or two other ha'aros that were not made yesterday, and then tomorrow, hopefully now that we'll move on to the next piece here. Okay. So I'd like to read, Marty, you want to read a little bit?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. On the bottom, Amar Rav.
Amar Gudas?
Yeah.
Amar Rav, Rav said, pay mana lefani. Somebody says, give him mana, like, 200 zuz, or 100 zuz, right? To so-and-so, somebody lefani. Kadesh, ani lach.
Lecha, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's saying to him, give...
I'm getting your father, right, and I will be betrothed to you. The person who's making the loan, she wants to be betrothed.
Excuse me, Irving texted me. Is there nobody who can call in for this?
Yeah, do we have the phone, or is it being used? Do you want to use your phone?
22.
You want to use your party? You want to call?
The one that ends with 2222?
Yeah.
And 792-10910? Okay.
But what phone is he going to call it on? Is he going to call it on your phone? You'll call it?
No, I'll give him the message. And he'll call on his phone.
No, I'm saying we don't have that phone right now. I don't know where
Okay. I'll tell
him. Let him just call.
But I'm going to need my phone, so the doctor is going to call me back.
Okay. All right. So just tell him to call me on my cell phone. All right, tell him to call me myself and I'll put on the speaker.
Continue?
Yeah, please.
So he says, Tei mana lefani v'kadeshini lefa v'kudeshi. So Mara says, Rabbi says that he says, she says to somebody who she wants to get married to, give money to somebody else.
Right.
And I'll be betrothed to you that way. So Mara says, Rabbi says v'kudeshi, we did already. From the din, from the rules of an Arev, the guarantor. Arev lav afal gav tila mati hanali dite kamushabev nafshe. Arev, an Arev, the case of somebody who guarantees a loan to somebody else without being a party involved, let's just say he's a guarantor, he's like an insurance company, in a sense. Lav afal gav.
So, yeah, so the way. Okay, you're part of the shiur now.
Okay, you want me to call into the
No,
conference line?
No, we'll just do it like this now. I don't know where the other phone is, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank
so
you.
Stay where you are. Yeah, so we're on the bottom of Vav and Beis, Amar Rava. So the way you read that top line, Marty, is
Yeah, how do you read
that? The Akadesh Lecha, says Mikudashas, Midin Arev. Arev, Lava Vahagav Delo Moti Hanali Yadei. So too. Hi, it's a nami. Alfagav de la moti analiyadi. Kamashav de mekani nafshe. All right, we'll read it again. Okay, again, we're on the bottom, the very last line on vavam and beis, the two dots. The Gemara says Amar Rava. So the case is where a woman says to the would-be mekadesh, Tein mana leploni. Go ahead and give a mana to this other person, this other man, other woman, doesn't have to be a man really, this other person, Tain mana laploni, the akadesh lecha, and I will be mekudesh to you. Okay? How so? Gemara says, midin arev. The way this will work, the way this will come to pass, will be through the mechanism known as arev. Now, arev generally is a cosigner or a guarantor. Cosigner or guarantor. In a loan, say a person is hesitant to make a loan, the party is not, maybe not solvent, or just not, you know, there are concerns for whatever reason. So the person will bring in an arev. The arev will say, listen, make the loan, and I have an arev. I have a cosigner who will guarantee the loan. So the Gemara is saying over here, in a similar way, we have this person, a woman who's guaranteeing. She's making a guarantee. What's her guarantee? She's making a halachic obligation upon herself. She's saying, just like the guarantor who says, you lend money from A to B, right? Guarantor tells Reuven, you lend money to Shimon, and I, Levi, will make sure that you get paid back. Right? But that party, that Arev, stands outside of the basic contract. It's not one of the parties of interest. Right? So the Gemara is saying, that's what happens here. The woman says...
You didn't do it for any monetary...
No, we're assuming they're not. Assuming not.
Just like out of friends?
Well, that's a good. That's the question. The question is, Practically, could be because the guy's a friend. Practically, for another reason. But the question is, how logically? It could be.
Could be a relative.
For whatever reason, yeah. For whatever reason.
It takes a little risk.
He is willing to take a little risk. But the question is, in halacha, how does it work? How does it work halachically? This person now is obligated to follow through on his guarantee. So the Gemara says that same mechanism of Arev is what's working over here in the case of Kiddushin. The woman is essentially an Arev. She is saying, I'm going to obligate myself. What am I going to obligate myself to? I'm going to obligate myself to marry you if you do what? If you give money to that party, that other person who stands outside of this marriage. Right, that's clear?
The future husband
is going to make money? The gift or the loan.
Okay.
So now the Gemara fears ice. The Gemara speaks out exactly what it means when it says mitin arev. Arev lava fagav de lo moti hana li yadei kama shaved nafshei. Even though the money doesn't go to the arev just signs or obligates himself or herself and doesn't necessarily get anything from the contract, and nonetheless is Meshabi Nashe, obligates himself. So too, the woman is doing the same thing here. She's not getting Lo Mati Hanal Yada, nonetheless, Kamashabda, Mekani Nasha. She's obligating herself and she's saying, okay, I'll be Mekudeshes. Right? Ad Kam with the Gemara. The question is, what does this mean that she doesn't get Hanah, but she's Mekani Nafsha? So we saw yesterday, this is a big discussion that we're showing him. Right? So let's go take a quick look, we'll review. The Rashba, the Ritva on the one hand, and the other Shonim on the other hand, and then we'll try to explain. Yes? In this case, the woman is essentially like the Arev. And she's saying, listen, if you lend money or you give money to my cousin or to my friend, whoever the other person is, doesn't always have to be so suspicious, right? Could be that's another family member. We didn't really mention that yesterday. We just said it's another person, which does make it sound a little strange. But let's say it's a relative. Let's say, listen, she says, you know, you give money to my relative, and I will agree to marry you. Okay? So basically the Mekadesh and this other person now are in a deal of some sort, either it's a gift, it's a loan, but those are the two parties that are involved in the transaction. Right, the two men.
Right.
And the woman says, you do that and I will agree to marry you.
So we're saying that would work.
The Gemara says that's good, the Gemara says that's Kiddushin. You got it? You got the facts?
Yeah, I got it. So that's what we have up
so far, that's it. Just like the Arev never takes possession of the money, the money never goes into the actual hand of the Arev, so too over here we're saying the woman doesn't get the money in her hand, and nonetheless, she obligates herself, so it works the same way. So if you take a look at the Rashba, okay, the Rashba is 1/14. Right. Okay, Chaim, you want to read that little small paragraph from the Rashba? The Rashba is a very bottom left. Very left. Tein mana leploni ve'eskadesh ani lecha mekudeshes midin arev. See, the way the Rashba fixes up the Gemara's gears is a little bit better. Instead of saying ve'eskadesh lecha, it's ve'eskadesh lecha is more correct. I will be mekadeshes to you. Right? A kadesh is really what the man would say, I will be mekadesh you. Es kadesh l'cha, I will be mekadeshes
like
to you.
Passive.
Yes.
Passive.
Well, it's not really, yeah, I guess it's passive.
Is that
a Nispa'el, I guess.
Is that what it is? Nispa'el?
Es kadesh, and then going, I will be mekudeshes. Right, it's not, yeah. Well, it's not really espael either, because yeah, it's the action will be done to me, basically.
This is reflexive.
Reflexive, right.
Reflexive.
Okay, Kolomar. Kolomar.
Kolomar v'chozer hu. V'omer la.
So after he does it, that's after he gives the money to the other party, he goes back to her and he says,
this kakshe li v'hanazu. Shani no sein matanazu.
What does that mean? He gives the money to the third party and he says to her, he goes back to her and says, listen, dear, now you'll be mekudeshes to me with the hana that you got because I gave this matana to this other person, bidi burech. That's right. At your say so. That's it. At your direction. So what?
The Arev Nami.
Mm-hmm.
The Hagi Hana Deka Ne Eman.
Yep.
Lay.
Mishtabed. Right? So that's actually a quote from the Gemara Bava Basra. Again, based on the reliance of the grantor, whether it's the one who gives the gift or the one who is extending the loan, right? The Ariv gets a certain sense of satisfaction. What's the satisfaction? That there's reliance. You're relying on me. You're giving that gift, or you're giving that loan because you're relying on me as the Ariv. So I get a certain sense of hana from that. I get a certain sense of satisfaction from that. And in exchange for that satisfaction, what am I doing? Mishtabed, what does that mean? I'm obligating myself. In exchange for for what you're giving me, right? For believing in me, for trusting me, for doing what I asked you, I got hana. In exchange for that hana, I am mishtabed. I am
marrying you.
Well,
that's the, oh, that's the case
this is
the
case of the
Ari.
Right. This is the case of the Ari.
It's just like saying he's a guarantor.
Right. V'lo lo machmas guf hamamon mamish. And not what? Yeah. Just read the last line. Right. V'lo machmas guf hamamon mamish. Shein ha-makablo. And the Arev is not giving his say-so. He's not giving his guarantee in exchange for the actual monies, because he's not getting the monies.
Usually like...
Shein ha-makablo.
In the business world, when there is a guarantor, there is some benefit that accrues.
What do you mean?
To the company that guarantors the loans that they do.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be. Practically, you're saying? I mean, there's a benefit to him to do it.
I think like... If you buy a bond that does that, like with a guarantor, it costs more money because you have more avenues to collect. If you lend money, you know, to this company, and then there's a third party involved, it guarantees it in case the company goes.
Oh yeah, of course.
Then it's
more secure. It's more of a secure loan.
So there is, but in this case, you're saying they're doing it just.
This guy, we don't know why he's doing. Yeah, he's a Baal Chesed. He's a Baal Chesed, whatever the case is. He's wealthy. And he wants to make sure this guy gets the loan, or gets the gift. So he says, do me a favor, give this guy a loan, give my friend a loan over here, and I will make sure that you get paid back. Right? That's the Arev. Now, the Arev, what's obligating the Arev, according to the Rashba, what's obligating the Arev is the fact that he was relied upon, not the actual money, because the money never went to him. Is that clear? Is that clear on this? All right? Irving, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. In case you weren't, the Ritva is essentially of the same opinion, and he says it slightly differently. So let's take a look at the Ritva.
Yeah.
Okay. 2/18. It's all, he's got it all up here.
Yeah.
Somebody paid for left hand, the third one.
Amar Rava, Tima Laploni. It's the second one, Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, this is the Ritva on Zayin Amud Aleph. Who's reading? Martin, you reading? You still reading? Yeah. I don't. Oh, Chaim, you want to read more?
No.
Yeah, enough?
Sure,
whoever wants to read.
Whoever wants to read.
Mm-hmm. No, no, do, I'm sorry, the next paragraph. Yeah, please.
Even though he doesn't accrue any benefit.
Right. He's mishtaber himself, he obligates himself. Right, Pirish.
Pirish explains, Lav l'meimra de lo mati le'ishum hana.
It's not, it doesn't mean he doesn't get any hana. It doesn't mean the Ari gets no benefit.
Doesn't get any benefit. You can, for my mishtaber.
Right? No, if the Ariv got nothing, then on what basis would he be mishtabin himself? See, this is important. This one line in the Ritz is very important. We may not have stressed this previously. But what you see from here is that in order for there to be an obligation... on my part, there has to be, I have to have gotten something. I have to do something to create the obligation. So if I got nothing at all whatsoever, then on what basis am I obligated? Right? Where's the bargain for exchange? There's no bargain for exchange if I got nothing. So what the Ritva is saying is, I got something. I did get something. What did I get? I didn't get the hana of the mamon. Right. I didn't get hana as mamon mamish. I didn't get monies. I didn't get the utility of the monies. But what did I get? I got the hana, I got the satisfaction of you relying on me. El loma dafagav delo mati liyada hana as maos shehotzi hamalva. The lender's money didn't come to my hand. I didn't get money. I didn't get the monetary equivalent. You as the malve, you lent money to the love. Why?
Based on his faith.
Yeah, you had faith in me. You had faith in me. You trusted me. I told you I would do something if you did something, and you did it. That shows me that you have faith in me. Oh, so you have faith in me. I have hana from that. I'm very happy to see that you relied on me. So with that reliance now, the hana, satisfaction I get from your reliance on me, I then in turn, I'm a shabbing myself. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Exactly the same as the other.
Yeah, it's very similar. There's no major difference here. He has a few more words here, which just lend a little further understanding. We're just going to read a little bit further, but you're right. It's essentially like the Rashba. Why? The Hana, go ahead, Martin. Yeah, because Hana has monetary value. A person could evaluate Hana, and you could say, yeah, that has the value of at least a pruta, right? There's hana there. The dancing, the singing, all those cases, record lefanai. We said the hana that's gotten from that could be valued at a shava pruta. So why should this be any different?
There's a case of the Gemara. Yeah. Examples before.
Exactly. Hachanami.
Hachanami afokav tlo mati lite hanas mana atzma. Even though he doesn't have a mana benefit, actually.
The woman, right?
She right.
She's not good. She's
not the she doesn't have any mana.
Right.
Married.
She's telling the guy, give this mana to Plony. Does she get the mana?
No, she doesn't get it. She's supposed to get the mana.
She doesn't get the mana.
Usually she gets the mana.
Right. Normally the money comes to her.
Right.
So she here she's not getting it. And therefore what? Nonetheless, even though it's not coming into her own hand. Exactly, like Irving said, very similar to the Rashba, that by virtue of the fact that it's being done bidibura. So therefore,
she's
getting the hana from the fact that this guy is making a loan, exactly, based on her dibur. We'll hold off on that last part for now.
That's the easier position. I mean, that's easy. It's obvious she gets enough.
There is hana, but what, there's more than that, saying that there's hana now. The Ritva and the Rashba are saying something different. They're not just saying there's hana here, they're saying it's with that hana that she now is mishabed herself. She's mishtabed with that hana. Meaning, since that's the way Ariv works, since Ariv works by virtue of the hana that's received, right? Since Ariv works by virtue of the hana that the Ariv receives, it's based on the hana that the Ariv is mishabed himself. So that's what's happening over here. The woman is obligating herself based on the hana that she's receiving. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Irving, got that?
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to take a look at the Rush. The Rush, in one short line, seems to argue on this. What's that? Yeah, the Rush in the back of the Gemara. Okay. It's the Rosh on the it's very early on here.
We didn't look at this.
It's very quick. It's one line. It's over here on page Pei Dalet.
Pei Dalet?
Yeah, Daf Pei Dalet.
Oh, Pei Dalet, yeah. By Zion de Morrow?
1 second. It's not, is it Simon Zion? No, it's in the middle of Simon Vav. It's in the middle of Simon Vav. It's three lines up from the bottom of the column there. Omar Rava, Tain Mana Laploni. Omar Rava, Tain Mana Laploni. Go ahead, who's reading? Good. Amar Rav Tima Laploni veAkadosh in Lecha. Ukeshenasan Hamona leOso Ploni. Amar Hare At Mikudashes b'Mana Shenasati Laploni. Mikudashes Midin Arev. And then he speaks it out. Arev Vavaf Hagav De Lamata Hanali Yadei Mishabed Nafshei. Just like the Arev who doesn't get the money in his hand, he obligates himself, so too the woman obligates herself, even though she doesn't actually get the money. She's Mekani Nafsha. What?
She gets Hana.
No, he's not saying Hana here.
But she does get Hana.
The Rush does not mention the word Hana.
She's getting a service.
Let's read the Rush again. Amar Rava, Tein Mana Laploni, Ve'akadesh Ani Lecha. When he actually goes ahead and pays out the other guy, Amar Hare at Mikudashes b'mana shenasati laploni, Mikudashes midin arev. So how is the Rosh different? By the way, it's not just the Rosh. His son, the Tur, also has the same lashon. Simon Chavtas. Tur has the same language.
Is that the Tur like the Tur Shulchan
Aruch? Yeah.
It's the son of the
Rosh. Tur is the son of the Rosh. Okay? So how's, what do you say?
Quite a family.
Yes, right. So what do you say?
Is that the same thing?
It's not the same thing.
No.
Irvin, do you hear the Russian?
No. Can you get the Russian, please?
Yeah. The Rosh says that what the man says to the woman, so when he gives the money to the other party, right, at her direction, she says, give this money to that other guy, I'll be married to you. So he does that, and then he turns to her, and he says, Hare et mikudashes b'mana shenasati laploni.
In the Gemara,
Gemara doesn't say harayat deshet li.
She's saying the verse in the Gemara, I think. And here he's saying something.
She's not. Forget about what she's saying. She just says, do me a favor. Give that guy money and I'll be married to you. So the Rosh says, what does he do? He goes ahead and he does what she said. He gives the money to that guy.
He's the active participant. He's saying, harayat mekudeshet.
Yeah. He says, harayat mekudeshet, you mekudeshet to me. With the money that I gave to Ploni.
I gave in the past.
Yeah.
He has to tell us.
Very good.
It is not hana.
Good. Erwin's saying that the Rosh doesn't make mention of hana at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Doesn't make mention of hana. He's not saying to her, you mekudeshes to me with the hana that you got from my listening to your words, like the Rashba and the Ritva. He's saying something different. What's he saying? He's saying, you mekudeshes to me with the mana. Mm-hmm. But where is the mana?
She doesn't get it.
Physically, I gave it to someone else. So what do you see from that? So Irving said, it sounds like the Arev stands in a relationship with that other party. And when the other party gets it, it's like the Arev got it. And since it's like the Arev got it, that's what's Machayev the Arev. As the Ritva and Rashba want us to believe that what's Machayev the Arev is the Hana that the Arev got from having his directions followed. And that's what he's bargaining for. You gave me certain hana, I give you whatever I obligate myself to. And therefore the woman would do the same thing. The woman says, do me a favor, give that guy money. You give that guy money in exchange for the hana that she has. From you listening to her, she's going to be mekudeshes to you. But the Rosh is not saying that. The Rosh is saying, what does he say to her? Oh, be mekudeshes to me with the mana. What do you mean mekudeshes with the mana that I gave to so-and-so? What does it have to do with you? So what Irving's suggesting, and this is something that we already mentioned yesterday, and it's correct, that according to the Rosh, and the same thing for the tour, it would seem that the way that Arev works is that the Arev is really the one who's receiving the money. Now, it's not in the actual physical possession of the Arev, but the way it's set up is when I direct the money to go to a certain party, it's like that person receives on my behalf. Right? And that might be why the case of throwing it in the ocean would be different. Because there's no actual hand. You need what's called in halacha a yad to receive. Well, we'll come back to that in a minute. I'm just thinking that now. That might be the reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
throwing it in the ocean, isn't it?
Agree.
You don't agree? No. Yeah, it sounds like from the Machan Ephraim that wouldn't make a distinction. Well, I'll come back to that one second. So again, we have two sides now, two different ways of learning the din of Arev. And based on the way you learn the din of Arev, is going to impact on the way you learn the Kedushin case.
I don't understand the second one.
If you learn the Arev like the Rashba and the Ritva, that Arev works based on Hana. So the mere fact that the woman's directions were followed gives her a certain sense of Hana. And as a result, she's Meshabit herself to you
that's
to be
Mekudah.
That's
tangible. It's like...
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
No. Even when I say Rekod Lefanai, that Hana is not tangible either. Right? Dance in front of me. And the guy dances, and we say, oh, that dance is a Shava Pruta. It's not tangible.
Okay.
Can't. What?
That's good.
It's good. There. Yeah, it's good. It's good Kedusha.
Dance in front of the Kala?
Well, she's not the Kala yet. I mean, she's just a...
Somebody wants
just a woman, there. Right. She says, dance, give me a dance, put on a show. Right?
Shoots at your feet.
She says, dance. Right?
You're the one saying
Hana? That's a form of Hana, right?
Yeah, but do they say...
Oh, in that case, how would they say the harayat? What would he say over there?
No, dush.
That's clearly a hana case. That's clearly...
Yeah, I know, but is it stated?
When he says to her in response, after he dances? I mean, you said what
at
he's...
At any point.
Right, okay, we have to see. I don't remember. I don't remember if the Gemara or the Rishonim there say, and then he says to her with the hana that you got from the dance, but it would have to be, because that's what the medium is.
He's saying... Don't we say that
Kedushin of
Hanishek
Mindek Nes
with Kesef Shtar Bia?
Yeah. Hana, this is Shava Kesef.
This is Kesef.
This is a derivative of Kesef. That's right. Just like I can give a ring that's worth a Pruta, I can give, I can make a dance. It's worth a shava pruta.
It's a shava kesef.
Shava kesef.
Like kesef.
Same thing over here. We're valuing her hana at least a pruta when we follow her directions. She says, ooh, you lied on me? You listened to me? Oh, that's makes me feel good. That's a shava pruta.
And if that, can you measure that?
How can you measure that?
Yeah.
Apparently, Chazal felt that a woman would pay at least a pruta for that. At least a pruta.
That's like within a couple, I mean, that's just like a totally subjective.
We had the same thing by extending a loan. I'll extend the loan for you. And how do I know that works?
Because you would, has a market value.
But we're not saying it's a specific value. We're saying it's at least a pruta. You would pay that guy at least a pruta to go over to the one who lent you the money and have him prevail upon him to extend your loan. And since that extension is worth at least a shava pruta to you, because you would pay a pruta to have it extended, so if you would pay a pruta to have it extended, then therefore it's worth a shava pruta to you, and therefore when I do it for the woman, it's worth a pruta. So you have to say in these cases also that a woman would be willing to pay for this dance, to see the dance, a pruta, right? To go see someone saying the pruta. Over here, what would you say? She would pay a pruta then, make sure that guy gets the loan. She would pay a pruta. Yeah.
Are you saying that you really need that condition, that you find a situation where the woman is going to pay a pruta to someone who would pay someone else's loan, and then you could set up that type of condition? Or is it that she just has to say, I would pay it, like, you know, as a formality?
Well, in the case of extending a loan, Rashi specifically says the reason why that's good. I'll read you the Lashon of Rashi. Again, that's an earlier case. The case of the loan was on Vav. Vav Amud Beis. Lo tzricha da arvach lo zimna. And Rashi says, Halva also, va'amala hiskachi behanazu, sha'at hayis no senes peruta la odom, sheifaisen yalkach. Oli. Right? In other words, you would pay someone else, at least a peruta, to come over to me and try to get me to extend your loan further. So you see that the extension of the loan is worth at least a peruta to you. Now you're asking me, does it have to be a situation where we know for a fact that the woman would go ahead and pay someone else to get that service, or that we otherwise know that's worth a shava pruta? I don't know, but you need some way of being able to determine that it has this value. You know what I mean? Hello?
Right. Yeah.
So apparently what the Gemara is saying is that according to the Rashma, according to the Ritva, that this, yeah, there is an element of hana here that's worth at least a shava pruta. I guess it's subjective, you know, it's made into an objective category.
Right.
As a rule, people would value someone else's reliance on them at least a shava pruta. The hana that the average person gets from someone relying on them or following their directions is worth at least a shava pruta. And if that's the case, then you have the basis for kiddushin. If you hold like the Rashba and the Ritva.
Right,
because the Gemara is saying it's midin arev. How does arev work? Oh, arev works midin hana. So the same thing happens over here. The woman gets hana when you do what she asked. But the Rosh is not saying that. The Rosh is saying that what's happening is you're telling her, hey, be mekudeshes to me with the money that I gave so-and-so. You can only say that if giving the money to so-and-so really is like giving the money to me as the arev. I'll be mekudeshes to you with that money that you gave to the third party. What do you mean? You have to say that in some way that money relates back to the Arif. Giving the money in the hand of the person that I choose is like an extension of me. That person becomes my yad. Right? If I say, I'll be mekudeshes to you if you give money to Chaim, when Chaim sticks out his hand and takes the money, it's like I'm getting the money. Why? Because I set Chaim up as an extension of myself. Right? Chaim is the yad of the Arev. If Chaim is the yad of the Arev, when Chaim takes it, it's like the Arev got it. Oh, if the Arev got it, even just know, in theory, then the Arev now, in response, is Meshabed himself. So if the Arev is Meshabed himself in response to the Yad receiving the money, say the same thing by the woman. That the woman is Meshabed herself when what? When the person that she sets up as her Yad receives the money. So what Pesach and I were talking about before is a case where maybe you could try to discuss a nafkamina, and that would be where the woman says, throw the money in the ocean. Take this money and throw it in the ocean. What would you say? Take this money and throw it in the ocean and I'll be Mekadeshes to you. And then he does it. He takes the money and throws it in the ocean.
So it should,
if you hold like the Ritva and Rashba, what would you say?
Service, yes.
Definitely Mekadeshes. Why?
You listened to it.
She got enough from that. Whatever kind of ghoulish delight she got from telling you throw the money in the water and you listen to her, so she said, oh, this guy was so mechamim, I mean, this guy relied on me.
She's getting, I know that she's destroying Avodah Zarah.
If it was Avodah Zarah, let's just say it was money.
But as you say, this case is, you know, so they say, oh, is that, that was the case. You
know? Oh, I see, okay.
But there's good work with the rush.
But what,
what did you say if it was the rush, though?
If it wasn't any point, what is the
right. Let's say it was the rush. If the rush holds that the other party is an extension of the Arev, and that's why the Arev is deemed to have gotten the money, what would you say? Where the money is not going to another person?
Then it's no, the Arev isn't getting it. It doesn't affect
it. So then you might say the Arev is not getting it. And Pesach wanted to say no. Why do you have to say that? Say the same thing. If I say that the money is going to the Arev, when I give the money wherever the Arev directed me to, why don't I just say it's like I gave the money to the Arev and the Arev threw the money in the ocean? Because apparently, I'm saying, what? You can only say, right, you can only say that, apparently, you can only say that the Arev gets the money if there's an actual acceptance, there's a Kabbalah. There needs to be a halakhic acceptance, at least according to the way, so we'll have to come back to the cut in a second. But yeah, I mean, a good argument can be made. We saw a line in the Machane Ephraim where the Machane Ephraim seems to say that classic Achronim. So in the Hilchos Ribbis, in Simon Yud Aleph, he discusses this Rambam a little bit, and the Ritva for that matter. And he has one line in here. Give me 1 second. There's one line where he says the following. He says, I saw the Ritva to Perek HaRibbis Shekasa Veheicha Da Amalei Tein Dinar Leploni Ve'elvelecha. If he says to you, give a dinar to Ploni, and then I'll give you a loan. Hareza ribis ketsutza. That's a form of ribis.
He's getting ribis.
Va'afal gavdol osu zuzi liyad hamalveh. Even though he's not getting that money back, right? I say, you give a dollar to Marty, and I'll lend you $100. Right?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, according to the Ritva, that's a form of ribis. Because even though I'm not getting that additional dollar, right? Even though I'm not getting an additional dollar,
it's like you're getting it.
After a little osu zuzi liyad hamalva mikomoko masha no sein al piv nasan. When you're giving it, you're giving it because I said give it to him. So since it's like that,
so that's ribbis.
So that's a form of ribbis because it's basically a function of this. Of this loan. What does that have to do with our case?
Wait a minute, is that Hana you're getting?
No, he's not saying
you're
that.
You're getting real ribbis.
Yeah, ribbis ketsutza. It's like I said, it's like a...
Ketsutza means apparent, appears like?
No, ribbis ketsutza is a set from the beginning. Like kotzutz is a... it's
can ribbis be in the form of Hana?
Thank you. Yeah, it could be. There's a shaila, I think we mentioned this, we alluded to this one time. If you give a guy pay guy back.
Havak Ribbis would be apparently.
Well, you tell him, thank you.
Havak Ribbis is the
other. So here's your money, thank you. It could be we say thank you. There's a question whether thank you is considered something additional that you're paying back with the loan. It's like you're paying him back more than you got.
And oh, if you don't say thank you?
No, no,
then
no.
You're impolite.
So. I'm not, what? You say it's dumb?
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you can't measure. You can't say that everything has, I mean, you'd constantly be over on Ribbis if you said that.
But it's only for loans. It's only with loans. Ribbis is only with loans.
If you said any little thing can make it, like, what if he smiles as he hands you the money? No, you're getting enjoyment out of him smiling.
I'm just answering the question. I'll just give you an example. That's all. I'm not getting into all the shell of ribbons. But Vafa Gavdal also Zuzi Liyad Hamal, and Mikomokom, Mashano saying, Al Piv Nasa, the Afilu Amarle, and that gives him the other example. It says, Zrob Dinar Liyam. He tells the guy, throw a dollar into the ocean, throw a dollar into the ocean, Ve'elvalacha, and I'll lend you $100. Throw a dollar into the ocean, and I'll lend you $100. What's the problem? Harehu ki ilu hegil yado v'chazer v'zokol yam kevin shezeh al piv zara p'yush rabbeinu b'shem Ramban. Let me read that last line.
So if the Arav gets money out of his transaction.
Let me read the last line. So he says again, gives an example. The afilu amar le'zrok dina le'yam v'elvalacha harehu ki ilu hegil yado. What's it like? It's like I got it and I threw it in the ocean. When you threw it in the ocean, why did you throw it in the ocean? Because I told you to throw it in the ocean. So now it's a problem of Ribbis.
Because more is coming back.
Yeah, because basically you're giving me more than you get. I'm getting back more than I gave you. It's like you gave me $101 back. It's like that additional dollar. I got it and threw it in the ocean.
That's
I'm not following what we're saying right now.
I'm just raising a question. When we say, according to the Rush, that it has to be the way we construe the Kedushin over here is based on the fact that the money was given to that other person, so therefore it's like it was given directly to the Arev. Right? And therefore, based on that, the Arev is Meshabed himself. So too in the case of the Kiddushin, the woman says, give money to Ploni. When the money is given to Ploni, it's like it was given to the woman, and therefore, based on that, she accepts the Kiddushin. Right? That's the basic understanding of the Rush. But now we're just asking a question. Let's say the woman says, take the money and throw it in the ocean, and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. Take the money and throw it in the ocean, I'll be Mekadeshes to you. What do you say?
That would have to be Hana.
What's that? If you hold Hana, it's definitely good. Right?
Yeah.
What if you hold that it's Midin Yad? It's Midin the money itself.
Is it the Rush?
Yeah, if you hold like the Rush. If you hold that the basis for the Kedushin is the actual money, and it's like the Arev got it, what would you say over here? You hear the question?
Yeah, it seems like you would say that, and maybe you'd have to say that, like, the ocean becomes, like, her domain.
Right.
And you're throwing into her domain.
Right, so Chaim said he doesn't think it works. He thinks you need an actual hand. You need an actual person to accept the money to say that the Arev got it. Pesach wants to say that no, it should be just like I gave it to her and she threw it in the water. If you tell me the whole thing works because it's like it's her money, I'm giving the money to her. So here, she told me put the money here. What do I care if it's a person or if it's a place? She said put the money here. It's like I gave her the money and she threw the money in the ocean.
Right.
Right. Pesach, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there is a case like that. You know, in terms of Ribbis, there's precedent for that. Because it's being done at her directive, though, and it's not necessarily, and therefore it's like it's going back to her.
Don't we have cases where you can leave it on her land?
Yeah, that's for a get, you're right. You could throw a get into her chatzar, and that's for kinyanim. But here we're not talking about kinyanim as much as we're talking about arev. The question is, does this rise to the level of something that is considered being given to her? And the truth is, I mean, I could hear a story either way. I mean, you could hear us out to say you dafka need a person to accept it, so that we could say that person is extension of me.
Right, maybe it's a bit. You can't say that nothing. What if she says I want to be thrown in the so then the air is an extension of her? I mean, it's got to be there has to be a.
No, but I'm saying the argument will still be it's mine. I gave it to her and she threw it in the air.
Yeah, but the example is that it's got to be an extension.
If you hold that way, right? I'm saying that's the way I was explaining it. But I'm saying maybe you have to move away from that in order to allow for these other cases. Is that you have to modify the definition a little bit. If you define it as narrowly as we did and say that the person who gets it is an extension of the Arev, then you're right. Then it might not work in the case of the ocean or in the case of doing something else. But if you modify the definition and you say, no, it's not just, anytime I do what she says, right, it's like she got the money and then went ahead and did what she wanted with it, yeah, then any of those cases are going to work. And I think we could hear either side logically. Based on this case of the Rubis, it certainly sounds like that would be a good raya, you know, that there's basis in halacha for saying that. It's like I gave it to him, and he went ahead and threw it in the river. So therefore, when I pay him back $100, I'm really paying him back $101.
You paid him totally.
Yeah, that's the Rubis problem.
Yeah.
So say the same thing over here. I can only say that if I say that it's like he got it. Right? So if it makes sense to say over there, Chaim, then maybe it makes sense to say over here too. But you're right, we're going to have to back off from the yad idea. We're going to have to sort of define it more broadly.
It should work with Kedushin, it should work with the case of Rivas, with an
Arev. You're saying what? If this won't be a good Kedushin, if you won't consider it a good Kedushin, then it shouldn't be Rivas. But since it is Rivas, you want to say it should be good Kedushin. Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what Pesach was saying, and that's what we're saying. In order to say that, you have to sort of modify our definition a little bit. Can't use yad. Yad, you know, it's hard to say that the ocean is her yad. Chatzar, maybe like Irving was saying, okay, Chatzar could be her yad, but the ocean's not her yad. The ocean is just the place where she told you to throw it. So you can only say that's going to be good if we say that it's like I gave it to her and she threw it in the ocean. Okay, so that's here in terms of Arev. The next sugya, which I guess we'll leave for tomorrow, is the where the Gemara mentions on top of Zayin Amud Aleph, where the woman says to the man, "Helech mana v'hiskachi leploni." The Kedusha asks, "Midin eved knan." So we discussed previously the concept of eved ivri. The next thing that the Gemara discusses is the halachic mechanism of eved knani. If a Kanani is Kona et Atzma ay de Achera, someone else could be po to him, right? And he goes out to Cheras. So that's the next couple of lines here that discuss that.